Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Welcome back. I'd like to talk to you today about one of the more famous sayings in NLP. And it's a quote from the founder, John Grinder, who said, "Difference is the difference that makes the difference." Difference is the difference that makes the difference. And John was talking about our ability to make distinctions. Today, I'd like to talk differently about that. I would like to talk about the importance of diversity and of working with different people. In our world, we tend to confuse things. We generalize so that our version of being professional gets mixed up with what it means to be predictable, because we want professionals who work with us to give us predictable results. But professionalism and predictability are not identical. And neither do all standards have to be standardized. Our ability to seek excellence does not depend on doing the same thing the same way as everyone else. But because as human beings, our brains are designed for generalization, to make quick judgments, sometimes we think that the only way to learn is in the company of people who are almost just like us, but maybe just a little better. Now, you can see right away that there is a logical problem with this, since everyone wants to be in a room with people who are just a little bit better than them, and there's no interest in being in the room with people you're a little bit better than. Or if there is, the kind of people that just want to show up to feel important are seldom the kind of people we want to learn with. When we think about our neuropsychology in terms of our social connections, we begin to understand that when we connect with people who are different than us, we are able to perceive information around us, in our situations, maybe in ourselves, that we would otherwise not see. Most of the information processed by our brain remains invisible to our conscious awareness. What we do is we take that shortcut brain of ours and we apply what we already know as if it were the truth about what we are engaging next. When we're with people who are not like us, people from different backgrounds, different age groups, different belief systems, different work and professions, when we connect with those people are searching for different information in the same situations. And because we connect with their difference, we start to see things that would have been filtered out previously. So when we have a problem to solve, one of the really quick ways to make progress towards new information is to get with people who are different than us, lots and lots of differing perspectives, and then connect with all that difference so that we notice something we hadn't noticed before about the problem. There are three things that you have to have to make a difference. The first is a safe common ground where everybody feels that they are taking acceptable risks in sharing their difference. That can come with a situation, or it can come because you have a trusted facilitator leading the interaction. The people involved have to have a shared interest. There has to be something that they are all paying attention to so that we have sort of a stable baseline that allows us to notice difference. And each person in the group needs a strong desire to hold on to their personal integrity and values and beliefs as they interact in this process. Now, you might think that would make it harder, but actually it makes the distinctions much clearer, the contrasts easier to pick up, and we can overcome the differences in other ways. So, if you have a chance, you have a problem you want to solve, get with a group. Even one wonderful coach cannot replace the new information you will get by connecting with lots and lots of different perspectives and applying it to your situation until you find that new piece of information that truly does make the difference. I'm Linda Ferguson, looking forward to next time.